Pastor Quincy L. Carswell.
Good morning, men and women of God. God, morning to you. Glad to have you on the call once again. It is now 7 a.m. And, you know, today is a grateful day, Thursday. I guess they're saying it's Groundhog's Day. And they're talking about whether he's going to see a shadow or not. But you know what? One shadow I always love is walking in the shadow of our Lord, and walking in the shadow of God. And one thing, knowing that as long as I'm in his shadow, that means that he's covering me and I'm up under him. Amen, amen. And in that walking, speaking about walking in the shadow and walking up under the covering, I want to let you all know this morning we'll be praying for our pastors, our spiritual leaders this morning, because we know that they need upliftment and encouragement, especially with what has been going on within today's society. We want to make sure we keep them lifted. But before we get started, I want to say good morning. I want to thank some of you that have messaged me about donations towards the ministry. And I want to just acknowledge you. Thank you for being concerned and sending in some things, some financial support for that. Praise God. I'm not going to call it your name. You can be okay. It's all right. But on top of that, I also want to thank some individuals that have been messaging, asking questions about the Bible and Scripture. And the thing is, the reason I'm thanking, because it's showing me your appreciation for the Word and what is going on, not for me, myself, but that you're wanting more out of the Word of God, that you're trying to find more out of the Word of God. And I praise God that he's allowed myself and allowed Pastor Quinn, you know, to be tools used for that. You know, I count it all joy. I don't take it for granted. So once again, I want to thank all of you for finding us worthy enough just to listen just for a few minutes, a brief moment out of your time, because we know that you could be doing many other things and getting on this prayer call and standing with us. So I thank all of you this morning. And I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Quinn. I know he wants to say good morning to you.
God bless you, people of God. So glad once again to be on the call this morning. Looking forward to the revelation and divine impartation that will take place today, and I thank God for you, everyone that has joined us wherever you are in the world. It is my prayer that you, when you woke up this morning, that you woke up with the mind of Christ, and we just bless God today for you and for your steadfastness in prayer and believing God. So God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Quinn. I want to thank all of you. I don't know if some of you know that we have another page that's up for people that are on Facebook that's on this call. We have a Simply United Together, the Prayer Warriors team. And a lot of you may be getting added to that simply because we're adding you to it because you've been faithful. And, you know, we have a lot of individuals that come in and they post and they're going through some things and they're hurting. And sometimes during the day, you know, we as pastors, we are not able to be on the social network, and we can't see the things that you see. And we want you to see to lift people up as you see them. We're all ministers of the gospel, so we all got to do our part. Amen? Now, in saying that, I want to go straight to Scripture. Of course, you know, and we're going to start with Jeremiah 3:15, and this is from the King James Version. And it says, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And in that verse, we want to make sure that we keep our pastors focused on God and make sure that we pray that their heart is desired after God's heart. We want to make sure that they love God so much that they will be able to feed his chosen people accordingly. Now, also, we can go into we can also go into Jeremiah 12:9-11, and it says, my heritage is unto me as a speckled bird, the birds round about and are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard, that have trod my portion underfoot, that they have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate and being desolate, it mourns unto me. The whole land is made desolate because no man layeth it to heart. Now I'm going to read the New Living Translation for that. It says, my chosen people act like speckled vultures, but they themselves are surrounded by vultures. Bring on the wild animals to pick their corpse clean. Many rulers have ravaged my vineyard, trampling down the vines and turning all its beauty into a barren wilderness. They have made it empty wasteland. I hear its mournful cry. The whole land is desolate, and no one even cares. Let me stop right there. I know a lot of you are saying, well, Pastor, I thought we're praying for pastors. We are. I want to just stop for a second because the reason that this is placed on my heart is because the kingdom of God, the ministry, has been launched under attack. If you see, we have so many pastors that are being put into the spotlight for areas that they've gone wrong. And I want you to understand, men and women of God, we are human. We may fall short. We're not perfect. That is why we need your prayer. But at the same time, we know that there are many people out there that have taken the gift of God and they have manipulated it for their own personal gain. And this is what the scripture Jeremiah is talking about here. He says that there are people, even they're chosen people, that act like speckled vultures. People that I called out that have turned from my way, and they're going out, and now you're using the people so much, and they're taking all the goodness that I've given them and leaving them barren, and they're empty. In the city of Atlanta, I was sharing with Pastor Quinn the other day, was in the city of Atlanta, inside 25, and I know those of you that are not from here may not understand it, but 25 is an interstate that circles the city of Atlanta. Okay, inside that perimeter, 97% of individuals do not attend church. 97% do not attend church. Out of about a million people that live in there, we're talking about 900,000 people that do not attend church, and that is not a part of a church. Now, what that tells me is this, but when we go out and we talk to these people, they have a relationship with God. They love the Lord. It's just that they've been hurt. And I know many of you on this phone feel that you've been hurt within the church. And this morning, we want to bring that to light, and we want to pray that our shepherds, our leaders, begin to realize that, and they begin to tend to the sheep. They begin to do what it says in Acts 20 and 28. It says, so guard yourselves and God's people. Feed and shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has anointed you as elders. We are called to feed his sheep. We're called to take care of them. And a lot of times we miss that because we've got caught up in our own personal things. We've gotten caught up, and understand, like I say, we're human. And sometimes, you know, we have bills just like you have bills. We have a tax just like you have a tax. We have children just like you have children. So we need your prayers. As we pray for you, we ask you to pray for us. And this morning, I charge you dearly to begin to step outside of yourself and begin to uplift those men and women of God that have fallen wayward. Let's not cast them down. Let's not look at the sin that they've done. And if they've called out and repented for their sin, let us lift them up. I honestly say that I know some great men and women of God that have lost their way, but they found their way and came back to Christ and got us back under his covering. And now that they're leading God's people on the righteous way and they're doing God's will, I want you to understand it's not too late for any of us, but we have to first come together, unite, and pray and uplift the men and women of God of the gospel that are doing such things. In Romans 10:13 says, whoever who shall come upon my name of the Lord shall be saved. And this is, how then shall they call upon him if they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Here, without shepherds, you cannot hear the word of God. And I know people say, well, you know what? I read the Bible for myself, and you know, I have my own personal relationship, and that's great. But the word of God says you cannot hear unless what? You have a preacher. You have someone to speak that life into you. Okay? You got to have someone. You got to have someone who's in tune, who dedicates, just like you work every day, and that is your job. They're men and women of God. Our job is to hear from God. Our job is to stand on the front line and intercede for you every day. I know a lot of times they say, well, pastors, they should be bivocational or work a job. But here's the thing. Honestly, how can I effectively serve you? How could a man of God effectively serve you and be your shepherd when you're sick, when you need someone in your school to help your child, when you know there's a funeral that you would like for them to attend to, when there's counseling, whenever there is anything that is going on, and we work a job, we can't tell our boss every week, I got to get off because I have a member that's sick. I got to get off because one of my member's son is being suspended. I got to get off because I have a funeral I have to do. We have to be focused the same way you're focused. And I'm not knocking pastors that are bivocational, but pray for them that they can be one vocation serving God, that they can focus their daily activity every day serving God, if it's not in prayer, if it's not in studying, if it's not in laying before God, if it's not in ministering to people, if it's not in the community doing things to reach community, if it's not dealing with the politicians and dealing with the school system, there's so much that they could be doing. And we want to pray that God touches their spirit to let them see there's more than just sitting in your study every day. There's more than just sitting at home every day. There's more than just preaching on Sunday and Wednesday night, that you must be there. You must be a seven-day church. Oh, hallelujah. We must begin to pray for a seven-day church. What is that, Pastor? That is a day, that is a church that is open 7 days of the week. That when you need something, you can go to your church 7 days a week. If you need prayer, it's there 7 days a week. If you need to get in contact with the pastor, he's available 7 days a week. That is what God has called, so he can speak life into you. But we need to pray for them so they can be in a position to do such a thing. We need to pray for their finances. We need to pray for their marriages. We need to pray for their children. We need to pray for everything about them so that, because understand, just like you, if you have a hard time performing your job when you got a lot of things going on within your life, we're men and women too. We have a hard time doing our job when we have a lot of things going on. So you got to keep us prayed up as we keep you prayed up. I'm not trying to make this sound selfish, but I want you to understand. I want you to try every man and woman of God you know, as we're going to go into prayer, I want you to speak their name into the atmosphere. As we're praying, I don't care who it is, just speak their name into the atmosphere. We want God to hear their name. As I pray and Pastor Quinn prays, I charge you all, just start speaking the names of the elders that you know, of the evangelists that you know, of the prophets that you know, of the shepherds that you know, the teachers that you know. Speak their name into the atmosphere that God hears it, and he lifts up their name, and he calls unto them, and he touches their heart. Whatever it may be, whether it means to comfort them, whether it means to embrace them, whether it means simply just to let them know that they're doing a good job, or whether it means to call them from where they're not supposed to be, and God needs to put a quickening and shaking in them to get them back on his path. Call their name in the air this morning. I charge you this day, because how can we hear without a preacher? And that goes to pastors too. Every pastor needs to have a pastor. Every man needs to submit himself under another covering, because we need not to lean into our own understanding, because sometimes, like I say, we get it wrong. So pray that we are obedient, and we're asking you to be obedient. Pray that we also are obedient.
Amen.
We need this. I charge you with this. Keep us lifted in prayer as we go into the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning saying thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this morning, Father. Thank you for the coverings that you've given us, Father. Thank you for the overseers that you played into our life, Father. Thank you for the bishops right now, Father. Thank you for the elders. Thank you for the missionaries, whatever title that man wants to go for. I just say thank you for the service, Father. Thank you for the service. And I come to you, Father, asking that you touch the men and women of God right now, Father, that you be able to let them know that they need to be after your own heart. They need to be like David, seeking you diligently. They need to love you like John. Father, they need to be steadfast like Peter, Father. Father, they need to be obedient like Abraham, Father. Father, they need to be leaders like Moses, Father. Father, they need to be bold like Paul, Father. Father, we call unto you, and they need to be right like Christ, Father. Father, we ask you to lift them up right now, Father. Every one of them, Father, we charge you right now, Father, beseeching you that you wake them up where they are right now, Father, and you comfort them and let them know what your vision is for them right now, Father. Father, touch their sheep, Father. Touch their congregation right now, Father, that they may be able to lift up their pastors in prayer, Father. Father, we ask you to touch those pastors that are out of order right now, Father, and bring them back to your grace. Send someone into to them that they can receive from to let them know that it's not about the money, Father. It's not about the name recognition, Father. It's not about the accolades right now, Father. It's not about the ring. It's not about the tunic. It's not about what they drive. It's not about where they live, but it's about how they worship and how they serve, Father. Bring them back to that right now, Father. Anoint them, Father, that they may be the leaders you call them to be, not just in the church, but in the community right now, Father. Father, we charge right now and check and ask right now that you touch the men and women of God right now, Father. Father, that we're not forsaking or forgetting about those that sent their prayer requests in. We lift them up also too, Father, for those that need healing, Father, for those that need financial breakthroughs. We still continue to lift them up right now, Father. But Father, today we're challenging, focusing on the elders, on the men and women of God right now, Father. Father, let them understand that they are first called to be servants right now, Father. Father, Father, we love you this morning. And every member, as we pray, call out those ministers' names, those elders' names, those pastors' names. And Father, even within my own self, Father, those things that are not right, we ask you to purge it from us right now, Father. Father, purge us continually, Father. Father, but also you know what we need. Meet us at our faith level, Father. Increase our faith level, Father, so we continue to do your will, Father. Father, all these things we come to you and your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Quinn.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. It is so important, people of God, that we understand what a pastor is and the title and the obligations that come with that title and what the Lord is saying to his people. The word pastor is basically a minister, particularly. One whose actions show care for an individual or a group of people. Pastor, in the Latin word, the Latin term pastor, is shepherd. And this discloses through the work of the sheepholder. In the Bible, you hear certain scriptures that refer to feeding the flock, the sheep herder, where God's loving protection and guidance of God's people. The flock, which is basically the flock, is cared for by this shepherd. If we look and if we pay attention to Psalms 80, in Psalm 80 it says, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shines forth." And also we can find more scripture reference in Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 11th verse, where it says, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young." Another scriptural reference is found in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the 1st through the 4th verse, where it says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord." I think I want to stop there just for a moment, a brief moment, to pull out of that text, exegete that text just a little bit. Because when we talk about pastors, I believe you know, many of us already know what's happening amongst the pulpits with the pulpiteers and prognosticators of the gospel, the bad things that are happening in these churches concerning pastors, the imagery of pastors. It's important to understand, people of God, that we not be dismayed by what the media has portrayed as pastors being, what the media portrays pastors as being, the predators that the media has tried to portray the pastors as being. We look to God, that we look to God, and we look to his direction, to his direction and his understanding what a pastor is. You must understand there are many stereotypes, there are many caricatures that are out there amongst this world that have falsely accused the pastorate and have brought shame even to the pastorate. But understand this, God has called men and women after his name for a reason. Those who do walk in integrity, those who do walk after the will of God. So understand this, people of God, understand that, yes, there are some pastors who seek to destroy and scatter the people of God, but God has said and promised in his word that he will restore unto the people of God those shepherds, those pastors who are required and enabled by God to feed the sheep, and that the sheep will fear no more. I understand. Many people in today's time are dealing with church hurt because of pastors. I understand that many people are dealing with certain situations and facing certain problems in their lives that have been imposed by pastors. And so what we must do as believers of God, we must, number one, pray for pastors. And then, number two, we must pray for each other that God will restore his spirit back into the church, number one, and then back into the pastorate. Understand this, though man may lose integrity, God never loses integrity. God knows who he places in control of his people. God knows who he places in control of his flock. Understand this, there will be wolves in sheep's clothing. The Bible talks about it. The Bible speaks on it. But not every man and woman of God is a wolf. You have to be able to discern who is who. You have to be able to try the Spirit by the Spirit. It is important. It is very important because we have in this world and in this time today, you have media outlets. You have social networks. And I was on a secular network just here recently, World Star Hip Hop, and they had a video of a particular pastor, and it was my. And then I'm a reader, so I love not just to listen to the videos, but I like to look at the comment section. Amen. I like to look at the comment section and see what the people are saying. And so as I scroll down the comment section, I began to see people who were just demeaning and had a strong disregard for not just that pastor, strong disregard for pastors in general. We've got to learn as people of God not to join in with what the world is portraying. We've got to learn to pray for our pastors, pray for our leaders, pray for the people of God, that they understand the will of God through the pastor. I've said it once, and I've said it before, and I've said it with Pastor Ward, that the change starts from the pulpit.
Yes.
We must understand this, that the change starts from the pulpit. I'm going to pray in a minute, but I want you to get this today, that the change starts from the pulpit. The anointing flows from the head down. So if the pulpit is right, if we are not covering our shepherds, if we are not covering our pastors, then the pew is not right. Then we must understand this. The pulpit is a head, then the pew. The anointing flows from the head, which is God, through the pastor, onto the people. So we must understand, we have to cover our pastors. We have to cover them no matter what they're going through, no matter what they're facing. In the pastorate, you have to understand healing takes place, sustaining takes place, guidance takes place, and then, yes, reconciliation takes place. All of these things are important in the nurturing and sustaining of the people of God, and also in the nurturing and sustaining of the shepherd. The shepherd is also a source of strength to the flock, providing rest and nourishment. Jesus instructs Peter to feed my lambs, to feed my flock, as a proof of his love. Hebrews 13:20 says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Let's look to heaven as we pray for our leaders today, and let's look to heaven and look to God as we seek direction for our pastors. God, we thank you today for our leadership. We thank you, Lord, for our authority. Lord, we thank you for those who you have placed over us and over our spiritual lives to guide us more closer to you. Lord, we pray for our shepherds, Lord, that they will lead us and not lead us astray. Lord, we pray right now for our shepherds, God, that you will touch their lives, that you will bless them, increase in their personal lives, increase in their finances. Lord, because we understand when we see a shepherd that is blessed, we not only look to that shepherd for spiritual guidance, Lord, but we look to that shepherd for a physical model of all the great things that you can do in our lives. Lord, we're not trying to place the shepherd or the pastor on the pedestal. Believe us, Lord, we're not trying to do that. But what we want to do, Lord, is lift up our pastors in prayer, Lord, because we understand that the pastor, the shepherd, is a gift from you. We understand, Lord, that you have given us men and women after your own heart, Lord, that those men and women that you trust with our souls. And so, God, we're looking to you, Lord, to increase them in your anointing. Increase them, Lord. Let them chase after you with a passion, Lord, for you and for your people. Lord, we understand that the enemy is coming after pulpits, that the enemy is coming after churches, that the enemy is coming after the people of God to demean, to discourage, to discredit the people of God. But Lord, we're praying right now that whatever the enemy comes up against, that he will not be successful. We bind every attack that will come against our pulpits. We bind every attack that will come against our pastors right now in the name of Jesus. Do it right now, God. Touch right now in pulpits. Restore power to the pulpit right now, God. We ask right now that when the pastors return to their pulpits on Sunday, Lord, that they preach with a mighty word, that they preach with a thunder, with a fire like never before, Lord, that they preach with an anointing, Lord, that only you can give them. Lord, restore right now your anointing to pastors, Lord. Help us not to be a spectacle, or help it not to be the show, God, but give us a true anointing, Lord, that surpasses every show, that surpasses every typical thing that this world has to offer. Lord, we pray right now that lives be changed, Lord, in churches. Lord, help the pastors not to come together just to try to compete with one another. But Lord, help us, Lord, that we have pastors who will try to cooperate with one another, that will come together in unity, Lord, right now. Bring pulpits together in unity. Build up leaders and pastors and authoritative preachers, Lord, that they will come together in unity to lift you up. And we thank you today, God, for the manifestation of your glory that will be revealed through pastors. Lord, we thank you right now for the manifestation that will come from you, Lord, that the anointing will flow freely through churches, Lord, that you will bring about a renaissance in the pulpit right now. God, we thank you today. And Lord, we bless your name, Lord, because we're looking forward to the manifestation through your people, that your glory will be revealed through the flock, through the sheep, Lord, that they will not be confused, that they will not be misled right now, but Lord, they will have a better understanding because, Lord, you placed your hand, you placed your anointing on men and women of God. We bless your name today, God. Ah, we thank you today, Lord, for our pastors. We thank you right now for our shepherds. Lord, you said in 1 Peter, the second chapter, 4, We are like sheep going astray, but rest assured, there are returned unto us the sheep, the shepherd, and the bishops of our souls. Lord, we thank you for those that you have placed over our souls, Lord, and we look forward to the great things that are to manifest in our lives. We thank you for our leadership. Lift them up, Lord. Keep them. And is it in your darling son, Jesus' name, we all pray today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Quinn. And I thank you all once again for lifting up our pastors this morning. I pray that we all understand that, it, like Pastor Quinn said, we're not saying to please place no pastor on a pedestal. The more you place, and I can't stress this enough, the more you place a pastor on a pedestal and the higher you place him, is the harder he's going to fall. You're setting him up for failure. You're setting him up for Satan to come in. You're setting him up. Please don't. Just pray that God elevates him. Okay?
God uses him.
You know, let God have his way with him. Amen. You know, God, and we got to, I know it's a very fine line with that, you know, because we want to respect our leaders, but you can respect them, okay? Understand this. You can respect your pastor, but understand he's not God,
amen.
All right? We are not God. We're just a vessel. We're just, you know, and the best way I tell people is that, you know, we're the voice piece. We're the speaker box
that
God just uses. You know, and when you're listening to the speaker, it's the speaker. It's not the speaker box that you focus on. So don't focus on us. Focus on the speaker, which is God. We're just the speaker box. That's all it is. You know, I thank you once again. If you have any more prayer requests, please send them to the bin, and once again, go to powerfaithdm.org. And like I say, these are up on the blog on powerfaithdm.org, also on Facebook. And if you want to hear the recording of it, you also can go back to the website. Thank you very much for all y'all calling in this morning. Keep me lifted in prayer as I'll be going over to the Pittsburgh community as I'm helping another pastor plant a church over there. So keep him lifted in prayer over there. And as God is, and I have a meeting this morning where what God is getting ready to do with me and with the ministry God is about to have me do. So keep me lifted in prayer on that. As everything goes well, I thank you. And once again, see you tomorrow morning on Friday. Love you and be blessed.
God bless you, people of God.
Good morning. If there's someone on, the prayer call is from 7 to 7:30. If you have any prayer requests, please give me a call. It is 770-572-3782. Or you can message me on Facebook, or you can go to powerfaithdm.org. Thank you very much. Hello, is anyone there?